Sitka's commercial herring fishery never opened this past spring, and several factors contributed. In an industry where size matters, the fish were too young and too small for seafood markets in Asia. By early March, most processors had decided that a fishery wouldn't pencil out. Then the global coronavirus pandemic disrupted markets completely, ending any possibility that there would be a harvest. Nevertheless, state biologists believe that the herring biomass is rebounding.
We ended up with twice the number of eggs we had in 2018. And that's just an absolute humongous jump in the number of eggs.
Sherry Dressel is a biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. She says that surveys in 2019 suggested large increases in the numbers of eggs and fish. That year, just over three quarters of the fish in Sitka were three-year-olds, still too small to attract seafood buyers, but a good indicator that subsequent years would be better. Dressel says 2020 brought some improvement in stock, just not enough.
Our forecast biomass was primarily age four fish, and the average weight of the entire population was about 97 grams. And that is this year, market-wise, I think that they were looking for an average about 110. And so it was just pretty unlikely that they would have gotten it.
Pacific herring mature early and spawn every year into their mid-teens. Although stocks are on the young side, Dressel says communities around Sitka saw dense spawns in 2020. Craig, for example, had a record spawn this year, and Sitka's miles of spawn were higher than average.
The spawn on Cruzoff was one of the overall highest densities that the divers have ever seen.
Even so, Dressel says it's important to be conservative as they make projections for next year. Although the Sitka herring fishery was non-existent the last two seasons, the 2018 season was a near disaster, with fishermen falling far short of the state's guideline harvest level.
I think the last couple of years have helped the herring specifically, but it would probably take another maybe 8 years or more of the same before we can even say that we're safely getting close to where we should allow any type of harvesting again.
Tom Gamble is a subsistence harvester and former tribal council member.
So that is no longer a large spawning biomass. When the bulk of your age class that is supposed to be spawning biomass is really small.
Gamble is one of many critics of the state's management of the fishery who's been calling for the state to change its model for years. He believes that the state's failure to do so has had ripple effects throughout the ecosystem. Where the state saw spawn this year, he often saw spawn too, but it wasn't always in large volume, and the absence of large amounts of predators near Sitka was concerning.
So where we used to hear those girls crying from sea mart because there was such a huge thing going on, you couldn't tell that herring had ever come in or out of the sound from the Sitka shore.
And rather than blanketing the inner islands and shoreline of Sitka with spawn, fish have been moving to more remote areas, even showing up on the outside of Cruzoff Island for the first time in 20 years. While some subsistence harvesters did well this year, Gamble says that the unusual spawn patterns make things far more challenging than in the past.
18 miles on a Cruzoff shoreline away for most of our harvesters in the Sitka tribe, or subsistence gatherers in general from Sitka don't have the means traveled by boat that small.
And just as the pandemic played a role in halting the commercial fishery, Gamble says the coronavirus affected the day-to-day operations of subsistence harvesters. Some businesses were closed, so getting gear was challenging. Businesses that were open weren't taking cash, a significant hurdle for small cash-only businesses like Gamble's. And travel was grinding to a halt, making it harder to distribute boxes of eggs.
Honestly, it was a pretty frantic time, as I recall. Airplanes were shutting down, which made transportation, outreach, and everything else was changed quite a bit.
As much as the state knows about herring stocks, the forecast for 2021 involves many factors, any combination of which could lead people to different conclusions about Sitka's herring. But biologist Sherry Dressel is genuinely optimistic about the future health of the population.
If you put all sort of the details aside and whether we've got a commercial harvest, whether where the spawn is, how that works for subsistence, all of those are really important concerns. And how you tease that out, different people, I think, will come to different conclusions on, you know, what this has meant. From somebody who works with the population, the fact that we got a humongous year class throughout the Gulf can only be good.
Tom Gamble, for his part, says his goal has never been to shut down the commercial fishery. Like the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, which is actively litigating the issue in court, he wants it to be managed sustainably so the fish one day thrive again.
The Sitka Tribe and the state, well, they try to decide who's right or who's wrong. The herring really don't have a voice.
But if they did, they might ask if there will be a home for them in Sitka Sound in the future. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.